This is Dr. Masood Shah. The cadet patient's name is Edward DeForest, DeForest, Edward, Edward. Date of birth is 2/17/1936. Date of service is 10/4/2023. Mr. DeForest is a very pleasant ...87-year-old male with history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic kidney disease, benign prostatic hypertrophy, degenerative joint disease, as well as cervical spondylosis, who presented to the emergency room after he suffered a fall and with complaints of right hip pain, inability to ambulate himself. He was kneeling. When he tried to get up, he fell down and lost his balance. Patient was admitted with right femoral neck fracture. Orthopedic was consulted. He underwent right hip percutaneous pinning. Patient's postoperative course was complicated by urinary retention. He was subsequently doing better. Also had episode of transient hypoxia, which was felt to be related to atelectasis. COVID test was done, which was negative. Patient was ambulated with the help of physical therapy. He was doing much better. He was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. At the present time, he said that he is doing well. He does complaints of pain in his right hip. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea or vomiting. He denies any diarrhea. No fever or chills. He denies any abdominal pain, denies any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, benign prostatic hypertrophy, degenerative joint disease, history of cervical spondylosis. Prior surgical history has been significant for right hip surgery. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies. No known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. Pupils were run and reactive to light. Axonocular movement were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, no edema, right hip wound with dressing in place. Impression number one. Fall, next, right femoral neck fracture, status post-surgery, next, hypertension, next, post-operative urinary retention, next, chronic kidney disease, next, GERD, next, BPH, next, DJD. Pre-implant patients admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility will continue. Will continue current medications. We'll consult physical and occupational therapy, encourage him to eat better, drink enough fluids, participate with physical therapy. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient. Judy Angvary, UNGVARY, Judy, JUDY. Date of birth is 8/20/1940. Date of service 10/2/2023. Ms. Angvary. Is it very pleasant? Eighty-three-year-old female with history of atrial fibrillation, history of CVA, hypertension, hypothyroidism, gastroesophageal reflux disease, chronic kidney disease. What? Was recently diagnosed with left-hand cellulitis and tenosynovitis, secondary to cat bite. Cultures did grow Pastizella multiceda. She underwent tenosynovectomy and IND. Was sent to rehab for outpatient nocephin and flagyl. Patient was brought back from the rehab to the emergency department with complaints of persistent watery diarrhea. She denied any nausea, vomiting. She denied any abdominal pain, no fever or chills. She did tested positive for COVID also. She had some cough, but denied any shortness of breath, no other complaints. Patient was subsequently doing better. Her C. diff was negative. She was treated with loperamide and was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. At the present time, she said that she is feeling well. She does complain of feeling weak. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any fever or chills. She still has some diarrhea. No other complaints. Past medical history. Has been significant for atrial fibrillation, hypertension, history of CVA, hypothyroidism, gastroesophageal reflux disease, chronic kidney disease. COPD, degenerative joint disease, fibromyalgia, and history of spinal stenosis. Past surgical history has been significant for appendectomy, adenoidectomy, and tonsillectomy, left joint replacement, and tenosynovectomy. Social history, smoking, she quit smoking about 22 years ago, alcohol, does drink mild to moderate alcohol, allergies to furosemide, penicillin, prednisone, Premarin, current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR, review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denied any heaviness or pressure sensation, palpitations, no nausea, no vomiting. She denies any history of MI or coronary artery disease, no history of congestive heart failure. Respiratory system, she does have history of COPD, denies any cough. She did had history of recent COVID. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any pain with deep inspiration. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain. She does have some diarrhea. She denies any nausea or vomiting, history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, she does have history of CVA, but no focal weakness, no history of seizures. She feels complaints of generalized weakness. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pains, history of generalized weakness, no other complaints. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and is documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities no edema. Impression, number one, diarrhea. Next, left hand cellulitis and tenosynovitis secondary to cat bite. The status post tenosynovectomy and IND. Next, hypokalemia. Next, history of COVID 19 infection. Next, history of elevated troponin. Next, bilateral lower weakness. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of atrial fibrillation. Next, chronic kidney disease, stage 3. Next, history of gout. Next, GERD. Next, DJD. Next, hypothyroidism. Treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue her current medications. She was encouraged to eat better, drink enough fluids, continue with physical and occupational therapy. Will monitor her progress. Will check routine labs. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Kenneth Radke, R-A-D-T-K-E, Kenneth K-E, N-N-E-T-H. Date of birth is 11/30/1929. Date of service is 10/3/2023. Mr. Radke is seen in his room today for a readmission. Patient was sent to the hospital after he was lethargic as well as hypotensive. Patient was admitted to the hospital, was worked up and diagnosed with urosepsis. Patient was treated with antibiotics. He, at the present time, feels better. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. For details of past medical history, past surgical history, social history, medication, see previous HMP. On examination, HENT examination was normal. People were equal, round, and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities no edema. Impression, number one, sepsis, secondary to Enterococcus faecalis, urinary tract infection, next bilateral lower extremity DVT, next chronic debility, next history of anemia, next history of bladder cancer, next history of subdural hematoma, status post craniotomy, next history of hypertension, next GRD, next DJD, next hyperlipidemia. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about treatment plan, patient admit to Bellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medication, was diagnosed with bilateral lower extremity DVT, he's on Eliquis, which should be continued, his legs are significantly swollen, will start him on Lasix 20 milligrams once a day, will monitor his blood pressures, will check his labs, continue other medications, consult physical and occupational therapy, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. Has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Marie Lescalius, L-E-S-C-E-L-I-U-S, Marie, M-A-R-I-E, date of birth is 11-18-1938, date of service is 10-4-2023. Ms. Lescalius is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She states that she's doing better, she's having her dinner, she denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. Overall, she says that she's doing better. She's getting ready to be discharged home. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, generalized weakness, improved. Next, history of COVID pneumonia. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, history of Alzheimer's dementia. Next, history of CVA. Next, history of breast cancer. Next, DJD. Next, GERD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better. Well, she has improved. Will continue current medication. She's getting ready to be discharged. All her prescriptions were signed. She will follow up with her primary physician. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Stanley Sokolowski, S-O-K-O-L-O-W-S-K-I, Stanley, S-T-A-N-L-E-Y. Date of birth is 3-15-1948. Date of service is 10-3-2023. Mr. Sokolowski is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He states that he is doing the same. He does complaints of joint pains. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. He states that he's been doing exercises. Otherwise, have been feeling well. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Pupils were round and reactive to light. External ocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft. Non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities chronic edema. Both lower extremities. Impression. Number one, degenerative joint disease of multiple joints. Next, generalized weakness. Next, diabetes mellitus. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, atrial fibrillation. Next, history of depression. Next, gout. Next, DJD. Next, chronic lower extremity edema. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. Will continue current medication. Will check routine labs. Continue. Recommend doing exercise. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is James Caesars, C-E-S-A-R-Z, James, J-A-M-E-S. Date of birth is 4/25/1942. Date of service is 10/3/2023. Mr. Caesars is seen in his room today since he has switched service. He says that he does have pain in his joints. He had a fracture of his left hip. For which he had surgery done. He's doing better, but continues to complain of pain. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities. No edema. Impression, number one, left intertrochanteric hip fracture, status post-surgery. Next, anemia. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, history of CHF. Next, history of coronary artery disease. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, history of schizoaffective disorder. Next, DJD. Next, history of stage 1 pressure ulcer on his sacrum. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. I've suggested he continue with physical and occupational therapy, continue with pain medication. We'll check his labs, we'll monitor his progress, we'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Elizabeth Smith, S-M-I-T-H, Elizabeth, E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H. Date of birth is 9/9/1956. Date of service is 10/3/2023. Ms. Smith is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She's laying in her bed. She denies any complaints of any chest pain. She does complaints of chronic pain in her neck as well as her back. She said that the pain medication does help her. She feels comfortable otherwise. She does not want to be bothered and moved frequently. She does have chronic pressure ulcers, which is unavoidable because of her refusing dressing changes as well as changes in her positioning. She denies any other symptoms or complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. Heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, poor inspiratory effort, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities no edema. Chronic ulcer present with dressing in place. Impression. Multiple sclerosis, next hyponatremia, next history of spastic paraplegia, next neurogenic bladder, next history of chronic anemia, depressive disorder, next DJD, next history of decubitus ulcers. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be comfortable. She hasn't enrolled herself into hospice. We'll continue this same. We'll monitor her progress. Patient with unavoidable decubitus ulcers because of refusal to change position, as well as also refusal for dressing changes. Patient will be continued and try to keep her comfortable. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Daniel Harbison, H-A-R-B-I-S-O-N. Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L. Date of birth is 2/16/1948. Date of service is 10/2/2023. Mr. Harbison is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He's sitting up in the wheelchair. He said that he's doing much better. He feels much better, has been eating good, has been working with therapy and ambulating. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, he denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. H-E-N-T examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart assonance 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, pneumonia. Next is schizophrenia. Next, Waldenstrom macroglobulinemia. Next, UTI. Next, pleural effusion. Next, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, GERD. Next, DJD. Transplant, discuss patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing better. He's getting ready to be discharged home. All his prescription was signed. He will follow with it. Primary physician, also will follow with oncology, will continue other medications, home care would be arranged with home physical therapy, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he will let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient, next patient is Tanya Burden, B-U-R-D-E-N, Tanya, T-A-N-I-A. Date of birth is 2/27/1941. Date of service, 9/15/2023, Miss Burden is a very pleasant Miss Burden is a very pleasant 82-year-old female with history of bladder cancer, history of CVA, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, status post-permanent pacemaker placement, history of chronic kidney disease, was admitted to the hospital after she tripped and fell down a flight of stairs. She did sustain a head strike, but no loss of consciousness. Patient not on anticoagulation. She was found to be hypertensive in the emergency department, complaining of pain in her joints. Patient was admitted to the hospital. X-ray of the hip did not show bilateral arthritis, but otherwise no fractures. Also, shoulder X-ray showed no acute post-traumatic malalignment. CT head and cervical spine showed no acute intracranial hemorrhage or major vessel territory infarct, no evidence of acute cervical spine fracture. Patient was being monitored, physical therapy was consulted, was doing better, was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. She did have significant bruising on her face. At the present time, she's sitting up in her chair. She said that she's feeling better, complains of pain in her joints, denies any chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history. Has been significant for CVA, dementia, coronary artery disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of permanent pacemaker replacement, renal cell cancer, history of anemia, degenerative joint disease, history of bladder cancer. Past surgical history has been significant for bunionectomy, carotid endarterectomy, cataract surgery, cystoscopy, and transurethral resection of the bladder tumor. Also has history of nephrectomy, left, pacemaker implantation, total abdominal hysterectomy, social history. She quit smoking more than 30 years ago. She does smoke. She does drink mild to moderate alcohol consumption. Allergies to penicillin. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, no palpitations, denies any nausea, vomiting or diarrhea. She does have history of coronary artery disease, history of permanent pacemaker placement. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. She does have history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Genitourinary, she does have history of bladder tumor, status post-surgery. Also, she does have renal cancer, status post-left nephrectomy. Neurological, she does have history of CVA, history of generalized weakness. No history of seizures. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. physical examination. Vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle run and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Bruising over her face and periorbital areas seen. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, not tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, status post fall. Next. Next. Right forehead laceration. Next, left parietal scalp laceration with hematoma. Next, history of CVA. Next, coronary artery disease. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of bladder tumor. Next, history of renal cancer. Status post nephrectomy. Next, history of CVA, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. Will continue her on current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. I've encouraged her to drink enough fluids, eat better, participate with therapy. Continue other medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaint, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Tanya Burden, D-U-R-D-E-N, Tanya, T-A-N-I-A. Date of birth is 2/27/1941. Date of service is 9/19. Miss Burden is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She wanted to go home. She said that she's been feeling better, does not want to stay here. Husband agrees to it, and she denies. She said that she does have enough family support. She will get help from. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. Denies any palpitations. Denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, fall. Next, right parietal laceration. Next, left-sided scalp laceration. Next, history of CAD. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, status post permanent pacemaker placement. Next, renal cell cancer. Status post nephrectomy. Next, history of bladder tumor. Next, history of CVA. Next, DJD. Next, GERD. Treatment plan. Discuss with patient about her symptoms. She was, all her prescriptions have been signed. She's going home. She'll follow with her primary physician. Home care was arranged. Home physical therapy would be arranged also. Continue other medications. Follow with PCP. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.